Ho, 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 ladies and gentle beans. It's that time of the year. It's festive time.
The Roomies Talking Movies holiday special?
It's the Roomies Talking Movies non-denominal holiday special.
I love winter.
Happy holidays, everyone. Did you just pick the whole season?
The season of December.
The season of giving.
Yes.
Winter.
Nice. Thanksgiving. Happy. Welcome to our Thanksgiving special, everyone. welcome back to Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Danon, and joining with me today, as always, is the person to my left, Jackson.
Whoa.
And the person to my right, Camden.
I am to his right.
We switched up our setup, and I'm not sure how this episode is going to go, but I'm currently sitting in between the two of them rather than sitting across and staring at them. So now I'm just staring into the dark abyss, but I think we'll still have fun with it.
Did you know that some adults still can't tell between right and left? Like they
really?
Have to do the hand trick. Like it's not just ingrained in their brain.
Are they crosswalk guides? Is that the only jobs that they can be established to because they don't know their directions? Because that's a big thing. I'm pretty sure every job relies on knowing your left and right.
Probably. Well, it's not the end of the world for them. They just hold up their fingers.
No, it depends on what kind of job. If you're a heart surgeon, you're we need to fix the right lung.
Bad.
Cuts out the left lung.
If the MCU's Falcon was one of those adults and then Captain America would be on your left and then he'd look the other way. And
and then we don't get that cool scene in Endgame. Before we jump into our focus of this week being the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, the second Disney Plus MCU special and probably the second of many, because I think they're going to switch from doing shows for most of them and keep them to specials because they're much better. But we got some movie news and some updates around the world, starting first off with our favorite director currently, James Cameron. James Cameron believes that he's the only person able to direct an Avatar movie. And he told The Hollywood Reporter, I would have to train someone how to do this because I don't care how smart you are as a director. You don't know how to do this. James, I don't even know if you know what you're doing because they're blue people that you made up.
I don't think anyone else in the world can make blue people and hyper-realistic water, all right?
Those are the two things. I'm so f***ing tired of this guy. This guy's getting on my nerves. Every other day, there's some new report that comes out that's James Cameron said that you must be a deity in order to direct it. Shut up, James. You aren't doing anything that special. You had one movie that did really well.
Well,
he doesn't know how his other movies are going to do. He has no idea.
Oh, you're talking exclusively about Avatar.
I was
there's Titanic. And then
movie doesn't do anything.
I don't feel anything.
Does he reference that movie ever?
No.
Are there blue people in Titanic? He's not proud of it.
It's a cop-out, personally, to make a movie based off of a tragedy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that that's why I never was a big fan of Transformers Dark of the Moon, because we all know where we were when the moon crashed down onto the planet.
Yeah.
The Decepticons were taking over.
Okay. Too soon, really.
There's a theory. Okay. Have you heard the Titanic theory? I don't think it's called that.
No.
Sorry,
no.
Not to get too deep into this, Danon.
What?
But there's a theory that there's an older ship and then the actual Titanic. And then the day that they set sail the Titanic, they sent out the older ship so they could purposefully crash it and claim the insurance money off of that. And then the real Titanic was given a new name and then just branded as a new boat.
Wow.
So they sent off an old boat that they wanted to just get rid of.
Yeah, I have a theory as well. The Titanic is a spaceship and never actually sunk.
It just flew into space.
Yeah, flew into space.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
That's why no one found it.
They did.
Probably found it.
They know those videos.
There was a decoy non-spaceship Titanic.
Oh,
that's
that
my
makes
theory.
Let's combine theories. There was a real Titanic that they used, and that's a spaceship. That went into space, and then they made a second Titanic
that
they got all their money from, and then they crashed that one.
What about the third Titanic?
The third Titanic's, isn't that one getting built?
Is that just with Princess Cruises right now?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But my point with that was that conspiracy theories are stupid.
Hey.
It's a good point.
I like conspiring.
I don't.
Okay, well, that's just the duality.
You know what I like? Not the Warner Brothers.
Warner
Brothers Discovery is considering renaming its streaming services to Max.
Let's take out the HBO. Too much letters. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Really quickly.
What is HBO?
I think
stand?
We got to work on Jackson's transition game.
No, that was good.
That was a good one?
Yeah, he said, you know what I like? And he talked about
it. And then he went, I don't like Warner Brothers.
No, I said not.
He immediately
Warner
contradicted
Brothers.
Himself.
No, but
that's the point.
I think that's good because it shows that he's keeping it. He's consistent. And if anything,
how
you could pick
consistent?
It up on your consistency.
Oh, I could pick it up?
Yeah, let's see on your transition. But first,
we're not there yet.
HBO Max. Right? It's like, oh, stop reading me a book title. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's cut it in half, Max.
HBO. That's three syllables for just one word or acronym.
Yeah.
That's a waste of space.
Max is efficient. One, two, three letters, Max, one syllable, right there.
I'm seeing a lot of potential problems with this name.
Max is a name already.
Max is a name. That's what I was thinking.
I know a Max, so yeah. This is going to be confusing.
And then if they get angry, they're just that one movie.
Mad Max?
Yes.
Oh, right. Do you think they'll have Mad Max on Max?
There's only going
to
be...
Hey, Max, go watch Mad Max on Max.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
See, look at the problems that we're discovering.
Come on.
Here.
Yeah. Come on, Warner Brothers.
Back.
Speaking of non-problems, The Mandalorian Season 3 arrives on Disney Plus on March 1st. Why are you over there laughing when I just had the smoothest transition of the decade?
Speaking of non-problems.
What is a non-problem?
The Mandalorian Season 3 arriving on Disney Plus on March 1st. Are you even listening, Jackson?
Are you paying attention?
That's a fair non-problem. Point. I forgot. That was the non-problem.
I'm excited. I can't wait. It's going to be a good time. It's been a while since we've had The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I can't wait for people to go, this is the real good Star Wars, and it never ends now.
No, it's going to be a continuous cycle of, this is the real Star Wars. It's gritty. No, but we like space wizards. Yeah. There's room for both. Let's just do both.
Or neither. What if we blow up Star Wars?
They did that.
How?
They've already done that.
They already kind of did.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know what Marvel Studios already kind of did, and now they're going to think about switching it. Marvel Studios has released like a project a month for their Phase 4, which just came to an end with Black Panther. Weird enough, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special is literally the first Phase 5 thing.
Is it?
And it all happened within this year, which is really wonky. But... they're trying to reevaluate its Phase 5 and 6 by focusing on quality over quantity, which could open the door to Phase 5 and 6 movies becoming delayed or the phases becoming longer because of it. But I think that's good because, well, we'll get into it in our next episode, the 2022 tier list.
Stay tuned for that.
See you there. But no, there's a lot of things that were good about this phase of Marvel, but a lot of things where you're like, they could have spent more time on it to make it happen. Because you can clearly see in some cases where it is literally rushed and others where it's like, we don't have enough time or budget to tell our story, so let's cut some things off.
Yeah.
I'd rather have good movies to look forward to and have more time in between than have to sit through bad movie after bad movie.
Yeah, you know? See, that's what I'm saying. That's why we're all for James Cameron, because Avatar 1 came out in 2009.
Ever since that movie came out, I've been on the edge of my... I don't want to curse, guys.
Wow, that's...
Dana has to do more work.
That you don't ever, like, think about that.
Yeah.
You just do it.
It's a holiday special. Okay, let's try not to swear for the whole holiday special.
It's the holiday. I can't say
I said
words.
The F word about James Cameron. I said I really do not like him, but I said the F word.
But instead of do not like, you went the effing hate him. We're going to keep...
But I've been on the edge of my seat.
F him.
Waiting for the day that Avatar 2 gets released. My God.
Avatar 2.
Oh my gosh. Jackson, that's in like 12 days. That's exciting.
Ugh.
Ava 2.
Bless you. I'm scared.
Thanks.
Hey, but speaking of quality over quantity.
Okay, hold on.
The first trailer for Across the Spider-Verse is coming on December 13th.
Jackson,
yes.
Great transition. I think next time when you have it, don't go, hey, yeah, but... and then do the transition.
Okay, gotcha.
Just like take a breath and then go into it. Because...
Across the Spider-Verse trailer, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. Do you think we'll see the multiple animation styles that they were referencing in this one? Or do you think they'll try to keep it like...
I think they'll show us like one, maybe two.
Yeah, maybe two different
ones. But
they're
not going to show them all.
But I feel like they have to keep some of them hidden. Mm-hmm. What if we go to live action at one point?
That'd be really interesting.
I don't know if I'd like
that. A throwaway joke of like them hopping through and it's like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but then they have to find an actor to play Miles.
Oh, what if it's that? What if they confirm who's playing Miles in the MCU?
That'd be cool.
Through that?
That'd be very cool.
And then we just find him later and we go, ooh.
Or they just have someone in a, you know, Miles Morales Spider-Man suit and we don't have to see who it is at all.
Yeah, it's Jake Gyllenhaal probably.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I love Jake Gyllenhaal. You know what movie Jake Gyllenhaal will not be in, sadly?
Yeah.
The Flash. But good news if you're excited for the Flash movie, which isn't a lot of people, it has been moved up a week to June 16th, 2023.
It's like it's basically here.
Remember when this movie was supposed to come out this year?
Yeah. Remember when Shazam was supposed to come out this month?
Shazam!
Remember...
Whoa, Zachary Levi, what are you doing here?
I think Shazam is a dumb name for a hero who has to say Shazam to transform, right?
Yeah, Black Adam figured it out.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the furthest thing from Shazam I can think of.
Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Thank you, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson always saving the day.
Speaking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson saving DC, looks like he didn't save enough, because Wonder Woman 3 has been canceled by DC. And despite this update, Gal Gadot is set to stay in the role for the time being. Now, a little update for all of you. James Gunn has been, and Peter Safran have been going through the ropes right now. They've been setting up how their big announcement, because remember, it's going to be announced in a few weeks. Mm. When someone stopped him at a KFC and went, oh, give me like 3 weeks and then you'll get an update. Yep. Because he's teased a lot of heroes on his Twitter, Instagram, and all the social media. But something that they reference is like Lobo. And then Jason Momoa in a recent interview was like, oh, I mean, I don't know. I would really love to play a certain character that I have all the comics of. And everyone knows that that is Lobo, which means that this could be the last time we see Jason Momoa as Aquaman. And then he'll be cast as Lobo. But then that's means
fine.
Who do you cast as Aquaman? Oh, it's weird, though.
Aquaman was blonde originally. I got this. Put me in, coach.
You want to be Aquaman? It's like he was here.
Oh, my God.
Right?
He's communicating with the dolphins.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. What if there should be a storyline where Aquaman turns into Lobo? That should be Aquaman 3.
Yeah.
Wow. That would make sense, right?
Or they just do two Jason Momoas for the rest of the DCU.
Yeah, he just playing both. Two different things.
He could. I mean.
They just have them never interact.
No, they could still. Like, technology's fine enough to have them interact now. It's just.
Weird, right? Yeah. That'd be weird.
Be a little odd. I don't know.
You know, another DC project that got canceled was the Batman Beyond movie starring Michael Keaton.
Mm. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like I wanted that more than Michael Keaton showing up in the Flash movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't Batman Beyond's whole thing is that the Batman is kind of like old.
Old, and then he trains a young Batman in the future. And that's like cool. But why is he in the Flash?
I just don't think we need another Batman, period. Like another Batman piece, like doesn't matter what it is. They just need to figure out what they're doing. So I think it was a good move to cancel this and just kind of be like, let's take a step. Like it might, I feel like it might still happen in a different form in the future.
Just currently right now.
But yeah, I think it's a good move to just kind of be like, let's just put everything on pause.
I mean, you could totally still do that with like Ben Affleck in like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't even know if he's the current Batman anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that we know that no matter what, Robert Pattinson's Batman is just like its own definitive universe. So they're not going to throw things into it.
Well, it's just gonna be a progression. There's like all these like rumors about what's happening with DC. And then James Gunn was like, well, some of it's true, some of it's not. And we were like, okay, thanks for the information. But a lot of it was like saying like they're doing like a hard reset, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the part that is true. But I think the things that aren't true, like people were saying Henry Cavill isn't Superman anymore. And I was like, no. He's absolutely signed on. Yeah. He would not have left The Witcher had he not had a contract signed. That's a dumb move, and his agent wouldn't have let him do that.
Yeah. So,
but like things like that, I think they're going to do a hard reset though. I think the Flash movie might be their resetting point.
Yeah, and then you can recast The Flash, and then you go, we're good, perfect. We're good. We did it. We listened.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they also listened to?
Yeah,
no, I don't.
What they listened to?
What was the other thing they listened to?
Blue Beetle mating noises.
What?
Blue Beetle will officially be released in theaters instead of HBO Max on August 18th.
I'm so glad because those little set pictures we got.
Yeah, that's way cooler. Oh, sorry. Can I say it again?
Mm-hmm.
Blue Beetle will officially be released in theaters instead of Max.
Oh, thank you.
On August 18th.
I was
because
lost.
You were lost.
It was like
you thought it was
TV
HBO Max.
Static.
Still. Yeah.
And then when you said Max, I know, ooh, bam. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what we're, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm really excited for this. I think this is going to be one of those like sleeper good movies, like the first Shazam movie where you're like, oh, I didn't expect to enjoy it this much.
Yeah.
But I hope to, and George Lopez is in it. And apparently George Lopez kind of spoiled it. And he's like, yeah, I think Batman's in a movie. So it's like, but who's playing Batman? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe he lied. Maybe
what a spoiler! Maybe
I feel
he's
like George Lopez
Batman.
Would lie.
George Lopez
Batman.
Would lie about anything.
George Lopez is a dirty, rotten liar.
No,
I just know it.
Like he's intelligent enough to be like, oh, I think Batman's in the movie to trick the media.
Yeah,
yeah, but, yeah. That's such a George move.
That would be a George Lopez move.
Yeah. But speaking about George Lopez, let's jump into some trailers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first trailer we got is for the first The Boys spinoff from Amazon Prime called Gen V, which appears to be a like campus school setting run by Vought, and they're kind of raising it, the new wave of superhuman people, whether the people who got tested with the Compound V or people who were, you know, born with it like some of them were.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they are, but this looks gruesome. This looks more violent. Which is weird to say.
Yeah.
I feel like, wasn't The Boys made as like a mockery of the superhero genre?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a little ironic that there's a spinoff of it now?
I think so, but also I feel like they're just going to lean into that also and just go further into like, because they just made a
but
joke.
Then I feel like that then you're reaching the boundary where you're like, okay, I know you're like being meta, but like you're still doing the thing. You know what I mean? You're still like, being hypocritical.
I feel like we reach a solo spin-off, then it's like all bets are off. But this is like a new story, not based in the comic books or anything like that from the world they kind of build. So it's like, I'm interested to see what they do. But
oh, it'll be good.
Here's
I'm sure.
Queen Maeve's like spin-off 3 special. I'm like, but this is what you were making fun of. They did make a joke about Spotify Wrapped and called it Vodify Wrapped with A-Train, which is really funny. I hate how funny they are. It's I'm really excited for Gen V.
Yeah,
I think too.
They got so much content to work with.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Which is weird because aren't the like actual comics short?
Oh, the comics?
No, I'm talking like society-wise. There's so much happening in the world that they just have like to pull from. Because all they do is just like it's satire on reality.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah.
You know what else looked really good? It was the Last of Us trailer. We kept getting teasers and posters and little like 2-second snippets of like Pedro Pascal looking at the camera as Joel, and you're like, ooh. But in this trailer, we finally get to see it in action. I think this is a really well-made thing as opposed to like, you know, the Assassin's Creed movie where you were like, why did we make this? Like it's clear that they're going to want to use the source material to make a cool show, because I think that's the way to do video games. I think we've established that. It's like, if it's an in-depth thing, like I wouldn't want a God of War movie. I want like a God of War series.
Right.
Where like you go through the progression and it's not like he kills 10 gods and that's the end of this first movie. The next one, he becomes a better person. Like the show, you can really stretch it out.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see how they break it apart though, because I don't know if they'll do one season, wait a few years, do the second one of like The Last of Us 2 kind of thing. Or they're going to go start off like The Walking Dead where they go start off with it.
I think they're going to go their own way probably.
Yeah.
Because weren't a lot of people like not a huge fan of the Last of Us 2 storyline?
They were upset about like a few story elements.
Weren't they upset about something stupid?
They were upset about the ending. The ending is what pissed everyone off. But I haven't played the game. I watched like reviews of it though, and a lot of reviewers are saying like it makes sense. Like they, even though people don't like it, it was a good ending. Because it's like what that character would have done.
Yeah.
If they hadn't done that, then it was like just stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they made a decision and the ending was correct, but people didn't like it, you know?
Yeah.
I also think that's the way you can work around it with a TV show, is that there's a trouble with balancing it in a video game, because when you have to play through something that you wouldn't want to do, that's different than watching characters do something that you wouldn't do, because then you're like, oh no, they're acting up against like what we thought they were. Whereas in a video game, you're stuck like in a mission where they're like, blow up this hospital. And you're like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And then you have to go through with it. But excited for that. Looks like we're getting an awesome amount of new content. No sequels, right?
What do you call the fifth movie in the series?
A quintiquel.
Quintiquel? Well, get ready for Indiana Jones Quintiquel. Because it's here. Well, the trailer is at least.
Ooh.
And it's looking pretty good. As a non-Indiana Jones fan, I'll probably watch it.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good sign for the trailer. Mm-hmm. So good job, trailer.
Yay.
I'm shocked at the de-aging technology they have.
That looks cool.
Like it's crazy because just like what? Like 3 years ago with the Mandalorian? No, it wasn't even. Or was it 3 years ago? The Mandalorian. Luke did not look good.
It was like okay, it's cool. Let's not stay on this episode longer than the time he's on screen.
And that was like the first time that we really got to see like a crazy amount of de-aging.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we look at the trailer here, at least the like 2 clips they show of it. It looks good.
I mean, the fact that the first one they wanted to show was probably the harder one to animate, of them like taking a bag off and his face is moving. And you don't see any like weird like stretching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His face is just there. I was like, oh my God.
I wonder how they did it though, because did they de-age? Did they deepfake? Model? Because the way that Lucasfilm has been doing it for Star Wars is they like have, well, they've had like Mark Hamill come in and do the scene so you can see how he's acting. And then they have someone who looks really similar to him do it exactly the same. And they'll just like, they've been recreating the speech, which is weird. I don't think they should do that. I think they should just let them try and do a younger version of themselves, maybe pitch correct or something, you know? But they just like draw dots on their face and then they just deep fake over like someone who has like a similar facial structure, which I think is probably what they did, because that seems like what they're getting good at.
Harrison Ford looks great. At the 80, riding a horse.
I'd kiss him.
My God, he'd beat me in a fight for sure.
I don't know how he's like doing this still.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At 80, I'd be like in my retirement home, like, oh, when I was your age. And then not this guy.
Not this guy. He's crashing planes.
He's crashing planes, riding crashing horses, planes. Kicking cars. Nazis.
Speaking of cars.
What?
Oh. Transformers. Rise of the Beasts.
Have you ever wanted to see a gorilla?
But no.
A car?
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not a car.
What the fuck is he?
Sorry. So those are called... Oh, yeah. What?
I ruined it.
Yeah. We were doing a very good job, and I'm disappointed
in
you.
I'm sorry.
Those are called the Decepticons. They're against the transform Autobots.
Okay.
Roll out.
Do you want to know the real answer now, or...?
That was the real answer.
So the Decepticons and the Autobots are the two bad guys, right?
No, yeah. Autobots are
like
good.
I mean, those are the two characters that we've seen in
there's
all the other
There's more than two characters, Danon.
The two sides.
Who's Jackson, Anthony Ramos? You forget, is a Decepticon.
Wait, Transformers are bipartisan?
You forget that now I'm in punching range.
How do they do their elections?
I can break your nose.
Is it a democracy?
Instead of muting you.
Oh, great, great.
No, but there's the Autobots. Good guys. Yay. Decepticons. Bad guys. But then... There's a bunch of other
gorilla
stuff.
Guys.
There's gorilla guys. No, there's people from the cartoons and everything where their whole thing is their animal, the giant robot animals, mm-hmm. and they transform into Transformers. But they were around back in like prehistoric time, like how there were Dinobots and things like that. But
there were Dinobots.
Yes,
this is the dumbest.
This
series.
Is known I information.
Really don't who? Like Transformers.
Who? This is. It was a cool concept, honestly. It was when it's just like, yeah, these guys transform into. Bots that fight each other. Weren't they from outer space too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me than it just being like, oh, did you know there were prehistoric dinosaur robots too?
No, they came from fucking Cybertron.
No, okay. The trailer looks fine.
Pete Davidson
I don't want to talk about
robot.
The lore. Of, does he really?
Yeah, he plays the robot that Anthony Ramos drives.
Oh, God.
I'm excited.
Why?
This is going to be so bad.
Oh, to end our God. Trailers, let's talk about a trailer that was good. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Mm.
Rocket's going to die.
Rocket's
going to
die. Trash is going to die.
Star-Lord's going to die.
I don't think Star-Lord's going to die.
He won't die.
Gamora's going to die.
Gamora already died.
Pratt might die in Next Avengers.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
I think I'll have a thing then, but I don't
Pratt.
Think
I hope it's like, I hope Chris Pratt dies, though. Not like his character.
Oh, but like, the actor dies.
Like, they're
the
already
movie.
Planning on killing him off, but then they're like, let's just go for realism.
And then they hired
him
a hitman.
On set.
Okay. No, but Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 Mario looks voice. Really good. I forget, and like we were reminded this in the holiday special, you forget how fun it is to be in this particular realm of the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Just how vibrant it is, colorful it is, the way that the aliens look and everything, and or just use the alien races that you have in your f-ing discretion. Anyways, this movie looks really good. It's probably going to be the saddest one, and for a good reason. I don't know who will make it out of this alive, but Will Poirier is playing Adam Warlock, and he looks like a total beefcake.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he dyed his hair, or they just bleached his whole face and
they
everything?
They bleached his entire face. Yeah. They were like, close your eyes, and then they took a bottle of Clorox.
And they poured it in. And like, you're Adam brutal. Warlock now. And then he's running on set going, my eyes!
My eyes!
Perfect, Darren Kay.
Great acting. But very excited to see that. Too bad there's no Guardians of the Galaxy up until that third movie. Except for the thing we're about to talk right now.
You imbecile.
It's the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. The first Christmas special, if you don't count Iron Man 3, of the MCU. And if you wouldn't mind, do either of you want to plot? My gift to you all for the holiday season would be gifting one of you the ability to plot if wanted.
No, because it doesn't feel like there's like a super strong plot.
Yeah.
You know? So okay. Go ahead.
Star-Lord. Hasn't had Christmas in a while, all right? The last Christmas he had, they find out from, what was his name? The guy?
Kraglin.
They find out from Kraglin that Star-Lord's most recent Christmas was a disaster because of Yondu. And they're like, oh no, he hasn't had Christmas for years. Let's make
and
him a
Gamora's
good Christmas.
Huh?
Also,
well, she doesn't know him. You know,
Gamora's
so they're like, we gotta raise his spirits. Who does he always talk about? Kevin Bacon? Let's go find Earth hero Kevin Bacon and steal him to make Christmas saved. That's the plot.
That's the entire plot.
And man, sometimes it really benefits from a simple plot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sometimes they're like, this alien robot can crawl through your brain waves. And sometimes you just need to kidnap Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
So
I want to hear the first movie.
Funny enough, with it called the Guardians of the Galaxy special, we see other Guardians from time to time. But this ain't about all of them. It's mainly about Mantis and Drax.
Mm-hmm.
As the two of them go on this adventure, they fly all the way to Earth, and then they go pick up Kevin Bacon and all that. Now, what's interesting is the Guardians now own Nowhere, that little floating alien head. Apparently, they bought it from the Collector, which is such a weird, crucial piece of information for them to throw away in the holiday special. Like, when they said that, it's like one of the first few sentences. Because they also,
like, released the synopsis for, like, Guardians 3, and it's like, after purchasing Nowhere, and it's like, you can't just throw that at us, that man.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah, where was the end credit scene where it's just...
Exactly. It's just they're like, not interconnecting anymore.
Hey, we'll give you $3 trillion space dollars for this giant head.
No, James Gunn answered that, though.
Yeah. But let's talk about some characters. First off, we have Mantis, who is the lead of this holiday special. I'm very glad that we got more time with Mantis because you can't give like a lot of development to any of the characters in the big old last movies we've seen them in are the two big Avenger movies.
And then Thor for half a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like it's a Thor movie. You can't develop them. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to see them have further development. And there's an interesting connection that Mantis has, particularly with Star-Lord, that is another weird thing to kind of just throw it in the special. Mm-hmm. But it almost makes this... It gives you reason to watch it beyond just having fun with a holiday special.
Yeah.
For the people who are like, I'm not going to watch this if it doesn't progress the timeline.
It does.
But it does. But more than that, it's just a fun holiday special. Mm-hmm. Mantis is very silly, especially when they come to Earth. And they are guessing what the Earth customs are. And they accidentally go to like a strip club and a bunch of things like that. And Mantis was really fun all through that. And it's great to see that she's become an outspoken character more so than just like a passive character.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was very fun to see. What did you all think?
I think Mantis was terrifying in this. She's like menacing. She can attack you. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
I mean, she also just mind controls people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's her thing, though. It's just she...
It was always her thing, though.
It was the other character that goes to Earth, Drax, right? They're the two, like, opposites, right? Drax is making the messes. She's, quote, trying to clean them up.
Mm.
But in my opinion... Making people sleep and taking over their minds is not really cleaning up the problem.
Yeah.
But she tried.
That's your opinion, though.
I think that it was very funny. Like, there's one part where, like, police officers show up at Kevin Bacon's house because he calls the police because the Guardians are trying to kidnap him.
Mm.
And then Drax is just flipping cop cars like it's nothing. Yeah. And then Mantis is going like, oh, Dad, no worries. He doesn't mean it. And then goes sleep on them. They just collapse. So all that they see before they pass out is the giant Drax running at them, flipping the car. And then they were just unconscious.
Yeah. Mantis tries to hand them the candy cane.
Yeah.
She's like, please take this. And they're like, what the fuck are you?
Unacceptable. We're past that point. Thanks, Camden. Next character we got is Drax, and I've been saying it since the first Guardians. One of the best characters in the MCU. I just love Drax as a character, especially in this one because he's used much more as like a foil to Mantis, and it helps her develop more. Mm. Drax stays where he's at, but we just get more time with him. Like he already knows how important like caring about the people are and everything is.
Yeah,
but he's still so like. Direct and like every statement is literal, so he'll just be like, but I could beat anyone on this planet. And like, no, we're not trying to beat everyone, Drax, we're just trying to get Kevin Bacon. I could beat Kevin Bacon. He's like, don't beat up Kevin Bacon, please. So it was really fun to see. I just love me some Drax. What do y'all think?
I love Drax.
Thank you.
Good job, Drax.
Thanks, Jackson.
I like the characters. I feel like they're almost becoming too cartoonish, though. I don't know. I feel like they were very funny in their like original like movie and like the first one, but also still pretty grounded. And I feel like I appreciated that about it. It was like your like introduction into like the space side of the MCU, but it was also like they managed to keep it like under wraps, you know?
Right.
And this was like, we're going to Earth and no one's doing anything about it. And we're kidnapping Kevin Bacon. And it was just a little goofy. And the characters were always doing their tropes. Like there was no like, I feel like there was very little genuine dialogue. Like there was a bit between like Mantis and Star-Lord, you know?
Yeah.
But like for the most part, it was all for laughs. And it was kind of like, ha 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 ha, I'm tired of laughing.
Right. I remember in Infinity War when Drax, the serious character, was like, why is Gamora? And also, I've mastered the art of invisibility. Those are really when Drax was, you know,
yeah,
playing the character that I expected.
True.
Camden, I'm saying that your point is dumb because Drax has always been a stupid character.
Yeah, not like one. Well, I know that like he doesn't understand things in the sense that he takes things like literally, but I feel like he's not stupid. You know what I mean?
I think he's pretty stupid.
Okay.
I think when he was like, "You're hideous," to Mantis, that's like, yeah, you don't say that to someone. He's literally just straight up with everyone, with everything he does.
Straight up.
Straight up.
You know, like.
I think blunt, that it's interesting to like, because what do you go into a holiday special expecting? Because I imagined like you don't get any development. It's like, this is what these people do during this holiday. Like, that's typically what I see. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised at the amount of growth and development we got from some of the characters.
That's fair. Because
the ending scenes of this, I was like, oh, I thought this was just supposed to be like a silly. Ha-ha.
Yeah.
And there was like an like,
yeah, it was like a sweet, genuine, good ending.
Yeah. Speaking of sweet, good things, we got Star-Lord, which is funny to see him take on the leader role in the sense of he is no longer like goofy in and of himself. He's so like, he's just closed off with his work and everything. You see him literally stop people from playing music because he's just trying to like keep doing things so he doesn't think about, mm-hmm, you know, Christmas and like where Gamora is and everything like that. So it's interesting to see him start off in like the place of like, I just got to do all this paperwork and blah, 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 stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we get to see him slowly come back into the Christmas spirit, which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. Chris Pratt might be in a lot of movies. He is very good in the role of Star-Lord.
Oh, I thought his acting was kind of bad in this.
Really?
I feel like he didn't talk a lot, but when he did, he kind of did the same thing. He's like, what do you mean this thing?
He, like, I don't know, like, whenever Chris Pratt tries to sound genuine, it feels like he's joking. And maybe that's just Chris Pratt. I don't know. But it always, like, comes off weird when he's, like, trying to act in a serious scene. I'm like, I don't feel like he is doing it well.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a really good goofy actor.
I don't think he was the worst actor in this short.
Who do you think was?
Oh, you want me to tell you now, or are we going to get into it?
Well, we could get into it.
Because he's two characters down the list. He's two characters
away. We'll get to him in a second. Yeah. But Jackson has feelings, as always.
All right.
And then we have a little bit of time with Rocket, the newest addition to the Guardians, Cosmo, the space dog. We have Kraglin, Nebula, and a beefed up Groot. Groot beefed up!
Mm-hmm.
I like the way he looks. Now. I like the way he looks now. Mm-hmm. It's very cool, because you can clearly see they have an actor in this thing, and then they edit around it.
Do they?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's a physical thing to it too, which is great, because like what we talked about, like with Man-Thing in the Werewolf by Night, having the physical thing be there just adds to it so much more than having like, he's wearing the dot suit and we do the entire CG model around him.
Right.
Because then they're not physically interacting with anything.
He's a beefcake.
Beefcake. I'm very excited.
His original design is skinny compared to this thing.
Yeah. His son got beefy. We only got like 3 lines from Rocket. But that's what you get for Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
They probably got paid the same amount as everyone else.
Probably.
And that's all that they can afford for Bradley Cooper. And they're like, okay, here's 3 lines. Nebula was great as always. She was fine with shooting Kevin Bacon, which I thought was cool.
I'm fine with shooting Kevin Bacon.
Kraglin, I do feel bad that like he's a Guardian of the Galaxy. But it is such a running joke that he's like, he's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad, but I also think that it's in good nature because he's literally the brother of the director, so I don't think he's like, "F*** you, Kraglin." But
yeah. I always did think that was a little weird, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He keeps shoehorning his brother in to these things.
I don't know. Hopefully, maybe Kraglin will die in Guardians Volume 3.
I actually think I'd be really happy with that because then I'd be like, good job, James Gunn. I'm proud of you. Because right now it feels a lot like nepotism, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The one thing that I took away from this holiday special was nepotism.
Yeah, no, definitely. But like James Gunn is leaving Marvel, but he's leaving his bloodline there. You know what I mean? Like he implanted his brother into the storyline so that way he always has a way in.
Nice.
Oh. That's a good conspiracy. Thank I said you. I don't like conspiracy. That's a good conspiracy.
Finally, we have...
Make up your mind.
Finally, we have famous warrior from Earth. We have Kevin Bacon, who is himself... Which I always think it's so silly whenever it's in a show. And Shaquille O'Neal as himself. I'm like, why wouldn't it just be featuring this person? It goes like starring this person as themselves. Yeah. But Kevin Bacon is in this and he's very goofy. They have a couple of jokes that are like with Kevin Bacon, but I think that's more so because it's him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let this whole section be to Jackson because I know he's just okay. gonna go crazy for it.
I took off my headphones because I gotta you know settle in for
yeah,
this one.
Jackson, you got 30 seconds.
I know. 30 seconds. Man.
Holy shit! Kevin Bacon is not a good actor. Every scene he was in, it was like Mantis and Drax doing their thing. Kevin Bacon, like, you want to kidnap me? And then he just has the worst expression on his face ever. It ruined. I'm not kidding when I say Kevin Bacon made this movie like near unbearable for me. Mm-hmm. Just the scene with him in, he's like, I can't even like express. It's like, okay, yeah, this guy was in what? What was the movie that he's famous for?
Footloose.
He was in Footloose. How long ago was that?
Long time.
When was the last time
That's
acted?
That's the point, though.
Like, probably last year, man. He's still in things.
I just could not tell you how every time I saw him, I was like, is this guy trying?
I liked how they made fun of him, though.
Yeah, like how, but that's a question, I guess, Jackson, I would love for you to answer. How do you act as yourself in a movie? Because you're never going to be yourself. You're going to be a caricature of yourself. And I think that was kind of
So are you saying his bad acting is a result of him acting as himself?
Yeah, like how... Cause
you think an actor would...
Just be you? That's not a good, like, note. So how do you act as yourself?
Too many layers of meta, Danon.
It was a simple...
I think if you're in a movie...
Too many layers,
you should
Danon.
Be
Too
acting. Many layers. It doesn't matter if you're acting as yourself. You should be acting to your best potential. And that did not feel like it was good.
Well, Jackson, we have a special guest for you. Kevin, why don't you come in here?
Woo! If Kevin walked in this door, I'd go over, I'd punch his stupid mouth.
Why? Wow.
Jackson, please. He's a person.
He has feelings, too.
Actually, that was the point of the movie.
Yeah, I guess actors are people, too, which was very funny.
All right, fine. I wouldn't punch him in his mouth. I'd say, dude, I'd you got to work on yourself. And then I'd
walk
make it.
Him.
I'd walk. No, I'd get him on his way.
What works in this holiday special? It's time to move on to our famous segment, What Works, What Doesn't Work. Opening song was great. It's a new Christmas jam. I thought it was very funny because a bunch of aliens play a song about Christmas knowing nothing about Christmas, and they misconceive every single part of it. Like mistletoes are missile shot at toes. Like the visions of sugar plums dancing in people's head is Santa Claus pelting you in the head with fruit. I thought that whole song was very good.
It was a good song.
And then they had another one at the end, and I'm like, God damn, we're 2 for 2. Stop it with these great songs. It was a lot of things I was not expecting for this special to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Christmas present when you open it up and there's a second thing in it.
Yeah.
And you keep looking. I really enjoyed that from this. There was a lot of added things, especially the heartfelt scenes with Mantis. It was like, I was just expecting this to be goofy fun. I didn't expect this to be like good in those areas. What about you all?
It was a fun ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the watch it. And I don't think I have any ill will towards it after.
Yeah, Jackson.
Look, I dislike one actor. The rest was good.
He hates Drax.
Do I think we needed it, though? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if Marvel is going for quality over quantity, do you think that these resources could be put into a better, like, bettering a like project that's, like, introducing something new, considering we have Guardians of the Galaxy 3 coming out next year? You know what I mean? Weirdly timed.
I think if it was any other group or any other project and they were doing this, it wouldn't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fact that it is the Guardians of the Galaxy. They have, like, if they went an Avengers holiday special, you go, who's showing up in this?
Right.
We know who, like, the select Guardians are. So I think with them doing that, they're the only people who can get away with it. And it's still, like, even if they went an Ant-Man Christmas, I'd be like, what is this? Whereas, like, the Guardians holiday special, I feel like, is the only one that could work in this situation. If they continue it and they go, like, another Guardian special, I'd go, ha, 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 why is this being made? But I think for it being here, I think in the offshoot of Werewolf by Night being, like, here's an awesome special, and it happens to be around Halloween time, this one is, like, made for this time.
Yeah.
I think that it's cool. I don't think we ever need another one of it. But I think for us getting it, I think it's cool. Especially because this was already a thing being made. Whereas now they're like, oh, how do we move forward?
Yeah.
I agree.
You always provide the just most insightful input, Jackson.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you on this show just saying nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That was harsh, man.
What doesn't work, Jackson?
What doesn't work? already kind
of. Other than Kevin Bacon.
Other than Kevin Bacon.
I can give one thing. I'm a little tired of James Gunn. A little bit.
Well, get used to more.
I know. But like, I feel like he doesn't deviate from what he knows he's good at. Which, like, sure, that's cool. You're chilling if you want to just like stay in your niche, you know. But I feel like they all are like so similar in like feel to each other. I feel like everything he produces is like you can just like feel his like presence.
Yeah.
It's a good thing sometimes, but other times I wish it wasn't always there.
Oh, for sure.
I can't think of anything besides my hatred for James Gunn.
Really?
Gunn's acting. Or not James Gunn, sorry, Kevin Bacon.
That was a Freudian slip. You also hate James Gunn. You also hate James ahead. Gunn. Go ahead.
Okay. Hear me out. You just talked about how you're tired of James Gunn. Mm-hmm. In my head, I was just like, I hate James Gunn. Kevin Bacon. No, so I was kind of backpacking off of your hate. It wasn't a Freudian slip. It was more so just you implanted that in my brain.
You really manipulated hate Kevin Bacon so much.
My God.
I love manipulating you, Jackson.
I wouldn't say that something doesn't... What? I wouldn't say that something doesn't work in this, but more so, I guess, just of the same vein of like, this was fun for what it was. We do not need a second one of like, here's a holiday special. Mm-hmm. I'd rather let us continue forward with like, we're doing a Agatha Harkness short thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they move forward with new characters, new introduction. Here's a special event like Secret Invasion. And I feel like they should keep the shows to those bigger events.
Agreed.
Because then it's cool because it's like every single episode is important because it's this like huge colossal event. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you have some character like Hawkeye or Miss Marvel, it's like very fun, but then it's also like there's two whole episodes but we can also, take out.
I really don't want them to just continue the trend of them doing movies as TV shows though. I wish they would like actually produce a proper TV show that not every single episode has to be some crazy major event is going on.
Yeah.
Like why can't we just have like a TV show that's like 12 episodes long? I don't want to say like Andor, but like in the same sense.
He's talking about
Andor. In the same vibe that like it's like, oh, that is so vastly different and like more like traditional television and that it's a slow burn.
Yeah.
Marvel doesn't do that.
I think that like Secret Invasion is going to be their best bet of introducing that. And if we don't get
it, but like I don't want like a climax every single episode. Yeah. I think that makes it boring.
Yeah, Camden hates climaxes.
No one is allowed to climax on my watch.
All right. And with that note, what do we give this holiday special out of 10 Space Santa hats?
7 on the dot.
7 on the dot. I give it like a 7.4. It's very good. It's a very good holiday special. It's fun.
I feel like that's like you're both rating it very low out of 10.
Look,
I'll go 7.5.
The reason I don't want to go higher is because it's a holiday special. Yeah. And if I'm giving like a 40 minute short, like but sweet movie, or is this a movie? It's a short.
That's a special.
It's a special. That's even a thing.
It is.
It's a thing.
If the best rating ever, I feel like that's not fair to the like longer movies who have more backing them, if that makes sense. Plus, I don't like Kevin Bacon.
I want you to know that the movies don't have feelings.
They should.
They don't. So. They don't care about what you think.
They really should.
But I get what you mean, Jackson. But also, I think you need to like appreciate the shorter pieces every now and then. Like if someone puts out, like,
I did
a
that
5
with Werewolf by
short
Night.
Film.
I didn't appreciate this one.
I really enjoy like the Pixar short films they do like before the movies. I think those like although they're like only a couple minutes long could be like equated to like a full length feature.
You're
film.
Absolutely right, and I guess that's. But my personal opinion, I don't want to give this movie the
kids.
Same thing as I
he
give.
He hates kids and he hates Kevin Bacon.
And he hates kids, Kevin Bacon, and Christmas.
The 3 K's. I don't know how to spell. And with that, we are going. And you said 7.5 also?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So 7.5.
7.5, 7.
Oh my God.
I know Jackson's really. You're really 7.3. Let's just say 7.3.
We'll go 7.3. What do we think the critics are at?
I think this is probably going to be in the 90s. They got that corporate Disney ding dong in their mouths.
True. Let's see what the audience is saying, because I feel like we always like to base ourselves off
the audience
as well. 92% from critics, 81% from audiences. So we're lower. Bah humbug is what we are.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is our last episode of season 8, but don't be alarmed because we still have our 2022 tier list that we will be getting to you hopefully before the end of this year. But if not, that will be a New Year's resolution to get it to you soon. But with that being said, we want to thank you so much for you listening to us, for taking your time while you're doing other things, maybe, and just listening to us spit into microphones, it really means a lot. So we wish you the happiest of holidays and a Merry New Year. And with that, I think if you two would like to state your...
Bah, humbug.
That was really loud.
I'm going to be honest, Jackson. I forgot what I was talking about.
The wavelengths look like boobies.
So if you...
Look at them. Look at where I said bah, humbug. That's funny.
So if you want to end it on anything, Jackson.
No, that's all right.
Thanks, Camden. And see y'all... I don't know how to stop this. Why are we using Audacity?
Press the stop button, man.